Now, we know that a lot of schools pride themselves on that plan, other schools not as much. Mm. But I'll tell you what, it does go around the country and a lot of schools put a lot of time and effort into it. Year 5 and Year 9 students. But, Ali, you're talking a little bit earlier about the schools on the Gold Coast, some that are improved and the top 5. Can you name all those 10 schools for us in no particular order?
All right, so some of these, I'll mix them up. Some of these, yes, are the most improved schools. Some are the top performing schools. So we've got Somerset College. We've got Gold Coast Christian College. We've got the Southport School, Varsity College, AB Patterson College, Surfers Paradise State School, Beachmont State School, Hillcrest Christian College, Emmanuel College, and St. Andrew's Lutheran College.
Yep. Now, we know we've got a heap of schools here on the Gold Coast.
Yep.
Come on.
But right now, between two of those schools you just mentioned there.
But you won't be specific?
Well, I've just given you, I've just nailed it down a fair bit. There's been letters towards the Education Department, and they want a retraction because of their figures saying that because of certain situations in that time of the year with how many students were able to be at school and what were being able to be conducted, they want their school unnamed.
They don't want to be named.
No, they don't want to be named because
but then these are highlighting positives.
I know. But because it then takes away next year and the year after of students coming to that school. It takes a status away from them. And even though they're high up, they believe they're not high enough.
Oh.
And I can tell you there's an argument between state and public, I mean public and private schools.
Ooh.
And that's what the argument is at the moment. And it's going higher in Queensland education.
Does one of those schools often get abbreviated?
I'm not saying anything.
I know it's a truma. I know you won't burn your source. But can you tell us which bus stop he lives in?
Mm. I can't tell you that either.
All right.
All I know is the teachers aren't happy and the teachers are the ones making a complaint on behalf of the parents that make their school look bad.
We just need to get rid of Napoleon. Honestly, there are some schools, and I've had this happen to friends of mine, that have asked children to not come to school on that day. The day I heard that was the day I thought Napoleon can go stick it up its, you know,
there
what.
We have another exclusive.
Watch this space. It will be addressed.
Ali and Spider. Triple M Breakfast, 6:57, an hour later on the tweet.